each one is a melech asamini of ruyachtov. So the Chazal learned in Lashon anger. Zen is mali evral zeh, v'zen is mali evral zeh. Each one became angry at the other one. Heim roh came to mohu. Everyone looked around and they were astounded. Vayitmu anoshim isha re'eyu, nivhalu nechpozu, omru. They said, Melochim medainin elu melu. Two kings are fighting with each other. Onu ma'ichpas lanu. It's not our business. Yoel melech medainin melech. A king should be fighting with a king. So the Pashto Pshat Chazal is there are two melochim in Klai Yisrael, Yehuda and Yosef. Meaning both of them are really melochim. It's not the Pshat that Yehuda and Yosef, each one is. One is a real melech and one is a pretender and he's trying to overthrow the melech. These are two melochim. And it's something very hard to understand that in Klal Yisrael, which is supposed to be one malchus, Klal Yisrael is supposed to be one, how do you have two melochim? It's a stira. And the truth was, Klal Yisrael suffered from it all the years. You had Malchus Yisrael and Malchus Yehuda, which split apart, and we mentioned reading the Aftera, that Lasalova Kosh Baruch will put the two together, and Yehuda Leyotze Ephraim, Ephraim Leyotze Yehuda. There is a certain element of dual Malchius, which is in effect the core of Klai Yisrael. And it's very hard that Klai Yisrael, which is Am Echad, Mikam Klai Yisrael, Goy Echad, should have two focal points. One. Secondly, this comes to play positively. You have Yosef and Yehuda going down to Mitzrayim. That's one. You have in Eretz Yisrael, Kibush Eretz Yisrael starts with Yeshua, who's from Ephraim, who's Yosef, and is finished with David HaMelech. So you see that Yosef and Yehuda come together. Similarly to the way in Mitzrayim, Yosef came down first, then Yehuda. Lasid Lavoi, there's something called Mashiach ben Yosef, and there is something called Mashiach ben David. And again, you see that those two in Yanim are coming together, and Yosef and Yehuda, both of them are stars, so to speak. Both of them, it's not the Pshat, it's like Yehuda's the Melech, and Yosef is helping him, and Binyamin is helping him, and Reuven is helping him, and Shimon is helping him. These are called two Melochim. Chazal called them two Melochim, means, in a sense, each one is a complete focal point, and cannot be mitzurif to the other ones. So try to understand a little bit what's the teichen of this malchus, what's the point of it, and how the two things work together. The Zohar Kaddish brings a very similar, I mean, plays a similar pshat in the words, and the Zohar Kaddish says, the Lashon is nismal evel zel ze. So the Zohar Kaddish says that the Ovru Yachtam is a v'oiva al pesha, that the word Ovru over here comes from the word oiva al pesha, that means to overcome averis, to supersede averis. Valdo derech Ovru Yachtov, what does it mean, Ovru Yachtov? Ovru inon choivin, they overcame averis, iskapru begin the ha, it became a scapper, kedain kol anpin hearing kol chayvin isaboru. So lemaisa, the Zohar Kodesh says that this was the side of kaparis avonis and Klal Yisrael, that the two malachim struggling with each other is the sheirish of kaparis avonis and Klal Yisrael. Very very hard thing to understand. I mean, mind the shmita zaysina. What does that mean, kaparis avonis? There's another Chazal in Miketz. It says, Me Oilam Yaakov didn't say, Yaakov Avinu never said a double of Atola. When he said Loma Harioisa, so it's very not clear in the Lashon over there. It said, Ani Osuk, Kadosh Baruch Hu Amar, Ani Osuk Limloich Es Benecha, Ve Ata Oime Loma Harioisa. I'm in middle of making your son king, and you tell me Loma Harioisa? The Chazal itself is very, very unclear. There's a lot of connection missing. The Pashto Pshat, the way all the Mefarshim learn, and the way it is the Pashto Pshat, is that Yaakov Avinu never said anything of Atola except for this statement. This is the one Yoytzim in Aklal. He said, Lama Eroise complained to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that bitterly, that this is bad. And why is he complaining? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is busy making Yosef the Malach Mitzrayim. That's the Pashto Pshat in the Chazal. There's a lot of Nekudas very unclear about it. So first of all, the Lashon Chazal is, it doesn't say Ella this one. It says, there was no, Yaakov Avinu never said a Dvar Batola, and now he said Lomer Oisa. It's vague enough, the Chazal, it's a Medrash, it's not going to be, you're going to have all the words there, but you could learn it very well that this is included in the things that you're not called a Batola. But the second half of the statement is, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what are you complaining about? I'm Osik in making your son Melech. I don't think Yaakov Avinu had nachas that Yosef was Malach Mitzrayim. I mean, he had to. But to say, you're going through all this torture, and you'll be zecher that Yosef will be Melech Mitzrayim. I'll sing Yosef Malach Mitzrayim. I don't think that's the Malchus we're talking about over here. But as a big kasha, push it chronologically, this is way after Yosef was already Malach Mitzrayim. It was a shalit on everything in Mitzrayim. So what do you say, Kosh Baruch Hu, Oisik in Malach Yosef? Yosef is there already. Well, what does he want? Also the different inyanim of, it says Vayigash. So you have a machloikis in what he was prepared to do, and one man yama says that he was coming. Reb Nechemya and Reb Yehuda and Rabbanan argue. Reb Yehuda said Hagoshel Muhammad. The word Vayigash implies he was going for war. Reb Nechemya says Hagoshel Apius. He was trying to infias him. Rabbanan say Hagoshel Tfilah. He's doing mispalel. And each one brings a pasuk. Rabbi Loza ima pashat lahayin. Rabbi Loza said I have a fourth pshat. All of them im la Muhammad iba, im la Apius iba, im la Tfilah iba. Which really is very similar to what by Yaakov Avinu it says, that he prepared himself for all of them. What's the implication of it? Each one gave a different connection what Vayigash is. So he says, no, I'll say better pshat. It was all of the three. What's the Rabusa here? I mean, the other ones, it gives us a certain angle in understanding pshat. Are we talking here about a confrontation to fight, a confrontation to be mefayis? Is the right thing to do being fayis? The right thing to be melechem? Rav Elazar says, well, whatever, you know, it's lacking. What's the nekuda here that he was saying whatever he wanted? The etzem malchus of Yehuda and Yosef, even in the, it's very hard. We asked before, what are the two separate malchias? And we see there's a pattern also of malchias. Even the brachas of Yaakov, I mean, he calls Yosef Nazir Echav, and he calls Yehuda Choyaducha Chicha. It's very not clear how is he aligning Yosef and Yehuda. What exactly, he's calling them both a king. It's not history anymore that each one struggled for king. He's anointing two kings, each one a different Lashon, and each one a Lashon of Malchus. And it's very, very not clear. Here it says Lo Yosef Shevet Mihuda, here it says Nezirechov, it says Bechoyer. What exactly is the chalukah between the two? So let's be misamak a little bit in this parasha here. There's a famous Gemara in Chagiga. It says that Acha was walking with Reb Meir. Acha was Reb Meir's Rebbe who went off to Derech. And he lost his chelik lam haba pashtas. Then he was walking with Reb Meir, and he asked Reb Meir, how did you learn pshat in the pasuk? It says lo yachucha zov kesef. So he said that divrei Torah are easy to lose, like schuchis. Like the ikasha la'ab, it's hard to attain them like kesef and zov, and it's easy to break them like schuchis. So Acha told him Rabbi Akiva didn't learn like that. Rabbi Akiva learned that it's efshal ataknam like kli schuchis and kli mateches. Kli cheres don't have a tikkun, but these kelim, even though they're valuable and they're very hard to attain, they're very fragile, but they always can have a tikkun. That's how Rabbi Akiva. There were two or three things like that where he told him, where Acha snapped back to him that So Reb Meir asked him, if you're such a big Talmud Chacham, then why don't you do tshuva? I mean, you know it all, and so on. So Acha said, Shamati Mechari Apargut, they said, Shuvu Banim Sheivavim Chutz Me'acha. So B'meila, there's no point in it. The Shalom HaKadosh says, and later on, many Chassidish Sfarim say it, but the Makor is Hagon, the Shalom HaKadosh says that certainly, if he would do tshuva, there's no Yetzim HaKalal that tshuva would help. Except that over here, there is it was an added test, so to speak. There would be no Siyata Deshmaya, Kadosh Baruch Hu wasn't begging for him to come back, and he would have to come back on his own. That is the way that Shalom learns. That's Mekubal. That he didn't have Siyata Deshmaya, or it was phrased that way, and so on. But why specifically was it Acha? He was very, very big Russia. But is there something? Is there a particular knach in the Maisa that's mechayivit? So let's understand what the two nekudas are over here. When we deal with the Yachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah and the Mitzvahs and the Avodas Hashem, there is a certain tar to the Sasra between the two main midas that one approaches it. One midah is the midah of Yira, the appreciation, the understanding of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, what Torah is, the Chumra of Averis, and so on. That, if a person does not have that proper Haracha, if a person doesn't have that proper approach, then the person is lacking in Yir Shamayim, and his avoid is meaningless. If a person does not see the mitzvahs with the awe that they do, then his ma'isim are meaningless. Mitzad the yira, a person's sense should be that if it was nichshel, it's all gone. That's an appropriate midah of yira. There's a flip side. There is a pasha of tshuva, but there's a problem with it. A person can be megareya from and say it's not so bad. The attitude why a person can be metakin is because it's not the end of the world. Becholzeis, it's not such a terrible thing. That type of mahalach is being megareya from the midas hayira. It's being megareya from the emes, and in that case, it's similar to echtev ashuv. If a person dehers the echte, that it's the reason why this tshuva is because the ched is not so terrible, then the person is lacking in yira, and it's one of the. Balances in Klal Yisrael. A libid emes pashit. To clarify, the for a long time, there's been tons and tons of diburim that the rabbanim and the darshanim and the magidim used to frighten the poor Jews with Gehenim and our terrible averes and so forth, discourage them, dishearten them. But we gave them a warmth, chassidus, whatever it is. And don't, you know, Akash Baruch likes every yid and so on and so forth, and it's good and it's nice and fine and good. There is no maila if it's megareya from the erech of what Torah mitzvahs is. If it's a zilzel in Torah mitzvahs, then you weren't metaken anything. Of course the person is happy to Torah mitzvahs because he has no real sense of what Torah mitzvahs are. He has no havana of what a pagam is. That is the chisaron. When a person emphasizes the echtev ashuv, because he has an awareness of the tshuva beforehand. The mahalach of avoda is, despite the, for instance, let's say a person is belongs to a beis medrash, and the person did a terrible avera, whatever he did wrong, and he's expelled. Now, if he insists on coming back and sitting where he sat before, so to speak, metaphorically, then he's lacking in his haracha for what the aver is. If the person says, listen, I'm willing to come back even if it is to sweep the floors, but I need to have some kesher with the Beis Medrash, then the pshat is, despite his hashpala, despite the understanding that he's a menuda in that place, he still needs to be part of it because there's nothing else but it. In other words, the understanding, just like a person who's did something wrong at home, a child did something wrong at home, and he knows his father's going to hit him, and he has a choice. He can run away from home, or he can go back and be hit and stay home. He's willing to accept the being hit and staying home because, becholzos, even with the pain, the home is better. The person has you have people who escaped to other countries and they lived in some forsaken country where they lived as free people, and they turn themselves back into authorities because they're willing to sit here 15 years in jail just because that's his life. Over there, the culture, the language, the condition, whatever it is, that's not his life over there. And it's a very powerful factor and forces people to come back and say, listen, I could be free there and everything, but it's just not a life. It's not what I want. It's not what I feel at home. The you say this of a person's approach to Avodas Hashem in the world of tshuva ava is despite the fact that I'm a humiliated and fallen person, and despite the fact that I'm way not where I was before, this is where I want to be. That is the ava that comes, let's call it, after the yira. That's the ava that comes despite the yira. It's not the pshat, well, we shouldn't think of HaKadosh Baruch as being demanding and tough and mitzvahs being so terrible. It's okay. That's chas v'sholom. That's a taint of echdev oshuv. That is something where it's the person is pushed, where the person is being megareya teira with his averis, and he's incorporating it that way. Here it is, the pshat is the person is saying afal pikein, knowing the chumrah and knowing how small I am and knowing the fact that I'm rejected, but this is the only place that exists for me. It's extraordinary. Chazal put every word down the way it was. Reb Meir's drasha was divrei Torah are something that is very difficult to get and very easy to break. Reb Meir was bringing down the drasha of Yiras Hashem, that stand in awe because it's so hard to attain Torah and it's so easy to lose it. And Acha told him, no, Reb Akiva told me the side of Tikkun lies in this parasha, that you can always do tshuva. Don't worry, you broke this very expensive glass. For a few dollars, you get it fixed. That mahalach for Acha is a chisorin in the core of mitzvahs. His tshuva could only be when there was a shuvu banim chutz me'acha. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, chutz me'acha, he would have to come back as an unwanted person and say afal pikein. If his feeling is HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chozos wants it, then he's being pegim in Torah. He's being mechal Torah. If he comes back saying even as an unwanted dog outside, just standing outside, I still would rather be there. That's the mahalach of Acha's tshuva. Because Acha was coming with the havana that you can always be metakin, that's why he had to come back as a person who could not be metakin and still come back. That's the hadgash of it. There's a story that all the chassidus from bring a maisa. I don't remember the beginning of maisa, it's not important, but Baal Shem Tov did something, said something, and there were goyz on him, he wouldn't have a chelek olam haba, and he said, oh, now I can be a real Eved Hashem. Until now I was tainted, now I can be a real Eved Hashem. All these mices, the core is an akud of emes, that there's a darga when a person comes back as an unwanted person, that's where his harocha for year is the same, and becholz and he's showing the ava despite where he's holding. That's the part. In Klal Yisrael, we had two Shrashim. There were two Malchis. The Malchus of Yiras Hashem is Yosef's Malchus. It says, the Zohar says, Tzaddik is Yosef, Melech is Yehuda. Yehuda was the person who stopped at the Avera, at the toughest Avera a person can face, and did not go ahead with it. That was Yosef's Metzias. So the Yosef's Metzias is the Metzias of Yiras Alekim. As a Lekim ani Yore, he says. He testified on himself that was Yore Alekim. That was his Metzias. Yosef never sinned. He was above Aver Chet. And B'meila, he represented the Malchus of Yira and Klal Yisrael, the Malchus that they cannot be that how can you do an Averis are so terrible, how could one possibly do it? That's the Sheirish of Yosef and Klal Yisrael. Yehuda is the Sheirish not of an easy approach, or it's not so terrible. Yehuda has to confront Yosef. In other words, he's facing up to Yosef. He's not doing an end run around Yosef. He is challenging Yosef, and he's saying, "Afal pikein, ki kamoicha keparoi, you are in a certain sense omnipotent, and yet I have to do it." It's extraordinary. He said, "Anochi arvena," so Chazal say he actually fell through. In other words, Yehuda had been choyte. Yehuda was choyte, and he was sitting on tshuva on his averis. He was choyte with tamar, whether a chet, not a chet, but becholoyfin there was a nekuda there where he, as opposed to Yosef, was nichshol. And he standing at this point, he said, "Anochi arvena," so Chazal say two olamos. He lost his olam haz and olam haba. He was ready to step into losing everything. And it says that it was Niskayim because his atzomis were laying in the midbar because it's a klala on himself, even al tnai, it's Niskayim. So Yehuda was coming as the fallen person. He asks somebody, what are you left to fight for? A person is given a life sentence, and then would he still go to court to challenge another case? You know, they accuse him of something else. Would he challenge it? No. I mean, what am I going to gain? I mean, the life sentence will stay. And Yehuda was the fallen person. And Yehuda said, Afal pikein. The Malchus of Yehuda was, even when you're fallen, you're still a Jew. You still have a chiyuv. You still have your arvas. I mean, l'chur, the arvas was mekuyim. Whatever he had pledged to lose, he lost. So what's he fighting with Yosef now for? Yehuda's Malchus is the Malchus of Afal pikein. And b'meila, the clash of the two malachim is the ultimate clash between the awareness of the yira of chait and everything with it, and the chiyuv that a person has to miskarav HaKadosh Baruch Hu Afal pikein. That's the pshat in the Zohar HaKadosh, that the soid of kapara, the soid of evra being kapara savonis lies in the meeting of these two malachim. These two malachim were people that were when you have the yira of Yosef. And Yehuda's Malchus comes on top of that. That's when you have it. It says there's the word Evra is Miloshim Vayavar. Vayavar means to bypass. It says Vayavar, Vayarat Sakushi, Vayavar, Sachinoim Benomets, he bypassed. So it means Yehuda didn't stop short of Yosef, he bypassed Yosef. He went a step further than Yosef. That's where it happened. I think that that's the pshat of Derech HaJust. It doesn't first know say it, but I think there's an oimek that pshat in what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yaakov Avinu, what he said about Yaakov. Yaakov said, Loma Hare Oisa. Chazal is saying he never said anything levatola, including this. I don't think Chazal mean dafka the malchus of Yosef. We're talking about the malchus of Yehuda. The malchus of Yehuda can only come when you feel a lama harayosa. If a person's hargosh is, it's not so bad, it's not so terrible, okay, you know, there's something going on, but there's Ashkoch and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's taking care of it, and there's something good's coming out of it. That's not, Malchus Yehuda doesn't come out of that. When Yaakov the hair is totally dark, when he says, Loma Eroisa, since Yaakov is Midas HaEmes, he didn't say anything about Tola, including this. It is Ra in the worst way possible. The Malchus Yehuda comes only when you have that situation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, only I can say, the Malchus Yehuda is only Shayach to him. Ke'imcha Slicha Leman Tivare means, had Slicha been given in our world, our terms, we would be lacking in Yira. Since Slicha is something that's above this world, beyond this world, it's not Shayach to this world, so the Slicha, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets it up, allows for Yira as well. So Yaakov Avinu's Diburim Advar Emes, Lomai Ra'is is the Emes of the Metzias, the Emes Lamitoi in our Metzias is the world crashed down in the worst way possible, the brothers killed their brother Yosef, Yosef is gone, the brothers did an Avera, Yehuda is gone, Reuven is gone, everything is gone. But Lemaisa Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one who is asking Malchus Yehuda, because that's the only place the Malchus Yehuda comes out. So the Malchus Yehuda is the Malchus that comes out above that, so to speak, where you bypass it. I think that's also the pshat in Rebbe Lazar. When you're going with a specific hanhaga and with a specific midah, in other words, I am approaching now with the midah of milchama. I'm approaching now with the midah of pius. So that's a specific mahalach. It means there's an eitzah, there's a way out. It's there's a certain key to unlock it, and I'm using that key. So lemashal, if a person goes in to if a doctor goes into operating room, and he puts out those instruments that he knows or feels that he's going to need. So he pre-orders this scalpel, this tube, that tube, and so on. If a person runs over, if a person sees an emergency, sees somebody collapsing, you ask him, what are you going to do? Whatever I have to do. I'm not coming, kilo as an eitzah, a premeditated eitzah. I'm coming as the situation will call. Everything across the, I've got to do. And whatever it takes, I'll do it. The Chazal is saying over here, each, when you tell him that Rebbe Loz is saying, when you tell me a specific Eitzah, specific Mahalach that he was going with, then basically what you're telling me is that there's a specific Derech for it. The minute, there was no specific Derech. I had, Yehuda said, I have an obligation to do it. Anoichi Arvena. I've got to do it. What I'll do, whatever I'll be forced into doing, that's what I'll do. The sheirish of these two midas, it says by Rachel and Leah, it says one had a plach of shtika, one had a plach of hoidoya. Shtika is the midah of yira creates shtika. When a person is overwhelmed and doesn't have any sense of mahalach or derech, he keeps quiet. Vayidoim aren. They just, it was, I mean, the mahalach of Yira is that a person is dumbfounded. When you yell at somebody, when a person is frightened, he's terrified, he's speechless. That's the mahalach. Speech is an action of a person. When he yells for help, he screams for help, there's still some sense of self there. When a person is frozen with fear, he doesn't do anything. So shtika is a midah of that generated by Yira. There's a famous big balavoda, one of the was called Remendel Varka, and he was known for his Yira, and he was known for his tremendous laconic Divrei Torah, and he said someone, there was a big mesiba of Gedolei Chassidim, and the Chiddush HaRim pushed him to speak. He said, "I'm calling on Reb Mendel to say something." So he's to darshan. So he said, "It says Reb Akiva Yedoyrish Kol Esen Shebet Torah, Kivin Shegil Es Hashem Akecha Tira Shasak." So he said, Parash, it says. So he says, when you're holding by Es Hashem Akecha Tira, you keep quiet. The mid of year is to keep quiet. That was the plach where Yosef came from. Yehuda, Leah's plach was Haidoya. It says where she got more of a chelik. Certainly that's not her anymore. It's beyond her. To get the one more than she deserves. But Afalpi Kane, Haidoya's baldin is shayach over here. In other words, to be moida is shayach when you're down. Haidoya is the expression of the person who has nothing what to say. What do I? Moashiv Lashem is the shira of somebody of David HaMelech. The person doesn't have anything, also has an avoda. That's the mahalach of Yosef and Yehuda who are coming from Rachel and Leah, who one express it through Dibor. So those are the two malachim that Yaakov crowned. Yosef is Nazir Echov. Yosef stands above his brothers naturally. He's the towering figure who's called Kula Yira. And that makes him a melech. Mitzad his absolute person, that makes him a melech. Yehuda v'cho yeducha achecha is, Yehuda is a different malchus. It's when the brothers realize it's not mitzad his shir koima, but mitzad the hidaz baldin of everybody else. It's the malchus of somebody who says, I have nothing. You're right, I am nothing, and yet I must do. That's one step further than Yosef's malchus, and that's where the yachas between malchus Yehuda and malchus Yosef. So on the level of Klai Yisrael, we have two amudim that are fundamental amudim of avoda. There's av and yira, but one amud without the other is a chorban. To have av without yira means that you water down Yiddishkeit. It's okay. Kadosh Baruch likes this. Kadosh Baruch likes this. Kadosh Baruch likes that. It's fine. It's good. Don't worry. It's you're dumbing down it Torah and our Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's a chorban. The midah of yira without the midah of ava is a midah that, if you're realistic, it's like Esav said, "In anechalach lomos lomazeh." Somewhere along the line, I'm going to trip up. If I'm really, really assess myself, I fall short, way short, and the melech, there's no point in going on. The malchus of Yosef and Yehuda together is a malchus of afal pikein. It means Yehuda rides on the shoulders of Yosef. Even when one understands where one has fallen to and how far one's gone out, but I still want to be there. And if it means standing on the outside and looking through the window, that's also something. David HaMelech's grandmother was Rus, and her mother-in-law told her to go back. Shevna, go back. We don't want you. We don't want you, and you have nothing to look for in Klai Yisrael. And she said, Afal Pikein. Rus said, Bechol Zis, but I have nothing else but this. There's no place you can send me back to. That's where David HaMelech came from. David HaMelech's tshuva is not the pshat that it's an a priori recognition that averus are not so terrible. That's Ichtim Tzefetikun. That it's from the fact that Afal Pikein, there's still no other place to go to. And no matter how humiliating and how humbling my existence is in this makom, that's b'chol zeis my makom. That is so. You have a kav, two malchus and kleisel, the malchus av and the malchus yira. When those two melachim come together, that's where you build the geula. The geula is Yosef at tzadik hinei bo yoyim bo katanur, that the frighteningly searing emes to be boydek Klai Yisrael, and to show Klai Yisrael, this is the emes, And David HaMelech to say, even if we are so far from it, Afal Pikein. That's the Malchus of David, Lumus the Malchus of Yosef. And it's the Midas also, unfortunately, as Doris go, it keeps seesawing back and forth. A Malchus that just shows you how terrible Averis are, and therefore you're nobody. So in the end, it leads to no Avodas Hashem. Because in the real Emes, we are fallen, we are short, terribly short, and there's no place to go to. The type of Malchus where it's just everything is good and don't worry, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes everything, and everything's nice and fine, it basically pushes you back. So listen, I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will understand if I daven once a day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will understand if I don't daven. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will understand everything. The midah, the only midah that's a kiyum of Klal Yisrael and a person himself, a person has to develop in himself, on the one hand, a sincere havana of yira, understanding what is demanded of a person. The person has to keep raising the bar and of avodah as he grows. He has to keep pushing it, because the emes lamita is that it's ayin v'nayra, and the irach gisa is that the dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not depend in how well we've performed. B'chol zeis, the only metzias for a person is in beis Hashem. In the only mitzvahs for a person is Davik HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And wherever and whatever and however, the person's mitzvahs is still there. The person has to crown himself the Yosef of Nazir Echov, that a sense of the absolute emes and what perfection looks like. And the person, but what will lead the person eventually is the Yehuda B'choyiduch HaChecha, that Afal Pikein, the person has a makom, the person has a mitzias, and this is the way it belongs. Shabbos.